I just have to tell you guys.
Hit me.
I just made the most delicious BLT sandwich in celebration.
No.
I'm moving, y'all. I'm moving.
Moving Carl's again? Carl's on the move yet again.
Making candles with Carlos is leaving Earwolf.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. After all this time.
No.
It was synonymous with the Earwolf. I mean, this is what I thought of when I thought of their brand was that it was you. It was a scented candle. It was an unusual mold.
And when you broke off from the butcher and the baker.
Yeah.
As Carlos the candlestick maker, just on doing your own show. I was like, he's going to miss the butcher and the baker.
I was scared. Like I can be honest about it now. I was terrified. Mm-hmm. I was terrified to leave the butcher and the baker.
But you shouldn't have been. I mean, I think it lit a fire under your ass. A candle fire. But I also think that it was really helpful. And then you ended up getting the candle Yankee from Yankee Candle, on your show before either of them. And they, in fact, never had him on, and it wouldn't even have made sense for them to have him.
No. And they went on to do their show, and it was successful. It was moderately successful. I can't lie. They're over at HeadGum.
Mm-hmm.
Double B. The Double B pod. And I, you know, I'm not upset about it because I made a move.
You bet on yourself.
You did what was right for you.
Making candles with Carlos is on the move.
Where are you going now?
I'm not going to tell.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
But people need to find the show.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, they'll find it just like they've been finding it for the past 4 years.
Hey, are you going to do a birthday candle episode anytime? I know I've been asking.
It doesn't. And I don't want to make Carl do this again, but, it doesn't. It's not, the kind of candle that
gets made by a candle maker.
Yeah, they don't make those.
Okay, we don't make. Hey, but those I can buy them.
Those are made by factories. I make big, juicy candles.
Big ones.
Yeah, you make. They all. I mean, I have a lot of respect for your commitment to your style of candle making. They all do look like a marijuana leaf.
Mm-hmm.
Which is awesome, you know, that's a really cool design.
Yeah.
And I, you know, if I were in eighth grade, I would have so many of your candles.
Uh-huh. A marijuana leaf, sometimes with that alien head in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Three wicks.
Three wicks. No less than three wicks. And two wicks are the eyes and one wick is the mouth.
That's really awesome, man. Well, I'm excited for you, and I can't wait to find it wherever it is. I'm happy hunting to me and all your other listeners.
And shout out to my listeners, man. They're a great bunch. Honestly, they're a great bunch. They are
the
loyal bunch. They're great folks. So the Candle Crew.
Oh, I thought it was the Fandles.
Oh, they call that too. That's okay. The Fandles. Yeah.
Sounds like FanDuel.
Which we got sued for because it spelled the same.
You got sued for that.
Yeah. But you know me. I'm a legal beagle.
Good luck suing this guy, man. He knows the law.
Setting
better than
up
the
candles
judge.
In the courtroom. Just being like, do you mind if I turn the lights down? Just light some candles in here. It's book it. It's over.
And the judge is like, it's unorthodox, but I'll allow it.
Uh huh.
Hayes, where are you?
Where am I? I'm in my brother-in-law's basement.
In what city?
In LA, man. It's a big city. Oh, we got all kinds of brothers around here. We got brothers-in-law. We got brothers. There's a sushi place called Brothers. Sandwich place.
Mm-hmm.
Does Geneva take walks with an old lady in North Hollywood?
Yeah, I mean...
She better not be.
Well, not anymore, she said.
I swear I see her sometime. I'm like, is that Geneva? I don't want to yell out the window. Geneva!
Oh, never hesitate to scream Geneva's name out a window. I'll tell you the freedom I feel when I do it. I haven't seen her once.
Yeah.
But I'm doing it 2-3 times a day, just rolling down that window. Just, hey, Geneva.
Well, it's the Mad Lads of Rebound doing the show. Let's do a song, Andy. And I guess I have to eat a big piece of shit, because last week we did a song by Eastman and Steve Sachs, and I said that it was an old ass beat, and it was a dusty ass beat from the back of the drawer in the kitchen that's full of trash and stuff
laying around.
But they proved to me that it was new shit.
They had receipts, and now Hayes has to honor their receipt and pay them back in full.
But
and it's not just store credit this time. Hayes has to actually give them the cash.
It turned out that I did, that I had my mind, this mind, I swear to God, had seized on something, which was, I said I couldn't figure out what the origin phrase was. Like what the initial phrase was that they built the thing out of. And it turns out
it was changed.
A parody of Billie Jean that started the original phrase. The origin phrase was "Buy Caffeine" from Jimmy Butler.
No, that's what the song ended up being, right?
Oh, it was.
It became Caffeine, and it became Coffee Beans.
Yeah, it became Coffee Beans from Jimmy Butler.
Uh-huh.
That's what this mind saw. And said, well, how do you get to Coffee Beans from Billie Jean? I mean, like, Billy and coffee are so different.
Uh-huh.
And that did turn out to be something that my mind was perceiving correctly. It ended up...
By Caffeine. So if it had been by Caffeine, you would have said, this is all new. The beat is new.
New shit. I would have said that.
I know how they came up with it. You would have fully supported it. That's interesting.
Yes. Yeah. 3 Wi-Fi call. What company is that? Is that a subsidiary of AT&T?
Oh, this is some Scotland shit right here.
Oh, yeah.
This is a screenshot of Eastman's screen.
The and an earlier text also revealed that he was smuggling Francis out of the country, I believe.
Yes, yes. He said, it's been a hectic week getting Francis out of the country before Interpol could capture her for her crimes.
Because she copied a videotape.
Yes. A video nasty. She
copied a VHS.
That's right. Don't do it, folks. It's not worth the stress.
So we made them go back to the lab this week, it sounds like, and they did put something together. And I'd like to see the texts about this one, too.
Mm-hmm. Probably, you probably don't want to see those texts because it's probably a lot of not nice words to say about one Mr. Hayes, man. And I don't
We did ask this week to see Steve spit, and I heard he was sucking on a big old warhead.
Got that sour flow.
To get the glands going.
So we can listen to it. We have that. We also have a different.
Okay, I just introduced.
Okay.
We did the whole intro.
Can do both, but I mean, it seems like I've really put in the time on this one.
Yeah, I'd like to just probably hear it.
Okay, so as mentioned, Steve got and the warhead flow.
I'm going to just play it.
Thank you, Steve Sachs. Hold on a second. Eastman put this out? You bullshit.
Brian Scalabrine, White Mamba, came up in the streets of Enumclaw, became the greatest on the Celtics' whole roster. If the game is on the line, give him the ball. I remember watching him on TV. He deserved the finals MVP. Should've got a trophy from Bill Russell. The Bishop, but Brian Scalabrine in the hall. Cause basically he turned into a monster so destructive. Redheaded and built 250 pounds of muscle. Scalabrine made his haters say, I pray he don't do nothing. Clear the lane. He's coming full steam right toward the fucking bus. Drinking in buckets, fadeaway jumper. Fame prepared for this ginger to crush it. Brian is simply the best to have done it. There ain't no debate since away when he won it. Call him White Mamba so that you don't waste time. Scalabrine's on my fault to utter. His game was like gravy, they say with the ladies. He was always guaranteed to be butter. Cause he was so smooth. You're down in the late fourth quarter, guaranteed he'll be the dude to win it for you. Hit him at the 3-point line, he gon' pull it up and shoot. A defensive freak, he could've shut down Mike even if he had the flu. In 2003, he started 7 games after a year when she started 2. Brought the Celtics to the playoffs that year too. Scalabrine's the GOAT, that's just the truth. Now that you know that, don't let nobody tell you different. The White Mamba loves you. Brian Scalabrine, White Mamba, came up in the streets of Enum Claw. Became the greatest on the Celtics whole roster. If the game is on the line, give him the ball. I remember watching him on TV. He deserved the finals MVP. Should've got a trophy from Bill Russell. They should put Brian Scalabrine in the hall.
I need one of our listeners to send a video of themselves doing a TikTok dance, Charli D'Amelio style, to this jam.
So
this is a classic,
cool.
A classic joint.
I loved hearing my friend spit, and really all the specifics about how awesome he is. Basically, the last line being started 7 games in a year after he started two.
That's the only statistic.
Amazing restraint, and then dropping that stat in, and then just ad-libbing that he brought the Celtics to the playoffs that year. That was really good. I love it. We're back to our roots with Eastman and Steve. The beat, the production, everything about it is working for me. 10 spoons.
Didn't Scal interact with us once?
Yeah, well, we got a cameo from him.
We got a cameo. Nice.
We got a cameo!
I was watching that highlight reel. Anyone see that Derrick Rose highlight reel that was going around?
No.
Oh, fuck. I mean, it was like so good. But like it included a lot of blocks. Cause you remember like Derrick Rose would get up and do that.
He jumps.
Yes. And there was a Scal one where he just had like a fully open look and he really slowed it down to like just line up his dunk just right. And then Rose just like flies in and just crammed him.
Derrick Rose, one of the candidates to be traded straight up for Lou Will.
Yeah, I don't. That I don't like.
I don't hate it.
I just think we can. I don't know. It feels like you can do better than that.
I think we should trade Reggie Jackson for James Harden straight up.
See, what I'm saying. I think that would be better.
I think that's an improvement. I really think Harden's better than Reggie Jackson. Even with their age difference.
Yeah, a little bit.
Brandon Lamborghini. Earlier today, Tuesday, I saw he again expressed a desire to go to Philly. And Daryl Morey is not interested because he is James Harden's former general manager. Why would you want to just like go through that whole process again, I guess? But yeah, talk about this, Andy. Talk about this news.
Yeah, so the big news this week has been that James Harden, the Rockets have started practicing, but James Harden is just not there. Just earlier today, Tuesday afternoon, he arrived in Houston and has undergone testing, but they don't know when he'll be able to join. The coach says, I'm aware that he was getting his test today here in Houston. So that leads to the fact that he is here. And that's pretty much all I know right now. There are some moving parts to it, I assume. But him getting tested in Houston is good for everybody.
Let's focus on the positive, right?
Yeah.
This
guy's getting tested in Houston.
That's awesome for everyone.
And that's never the headline, right? It's always, right? He hasn't shown up to practice. He doesn't want to be a part of the team. No one's seen him.
He called the team the Knicks of the West.
He's not isolating. Knicks of the South.
South.
And and all that, and then just buried down, oh, line, you know, 100 million, little tiny writing. It's like, he's getting tested in Houston. That's not the story. That's good for me.
That's good for everyone, dude.
Well, exactly.
Can I ask a question?
Not to me. Right. Not to me. You can ask a question, but
I don't know
Andy
why there would be any more
it.
Questions about this, but sure, go ahead.
Andy Hayes. Sean, cover your ears. Andy Hayes.
Earmuffs.
What is the deal with shaming horniness? Why is that? Why is, I don't get that. I don't understand. Now, COVID aside, he shouldn't have been in a strip club during COVID.
I do think that was what some people were focusing on.
Yes, but before COVID, when we were all still coughing in each other's mouths on the reg.
Mm-hmm. Right.
People would shame him for going to strip clubs. Like,
right.
And I remember once I posted in my story a picture of Kylie Jenner. Tasteful, mm-hmm. not very scantily clad.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of clothes on, just a nice picture of her. And I said, should I make this my phone background? Mm-hmm. I got two people that said, no, too horny. And I'm like, what is horny about this? No, yeah. I didn't say, can I jack off to this picture? Can I beat my meat?
Sure. And if I remember correctly, she was filling out the form to get a library card.
And that was exactly what it was. I like women who read.
Yeah.
And I don't understand. What is that? Andy, can you explain it to me? Like, why do people make such a big deal about people who
why are they
like,
pissed
go to strip clubs?
Horniness.
Yeah.
We're all
what is
made
that?
Of cum.
We're all made of cum.
I can't explain it. I am not a horny sort of guy, so I can't really speak personally about it. But I don't think that anyone should be judged for it.
Is that what it is? You say you're not a horny guy, but what do you consider to be horny?
Just kidding. I'm super, so horny.
But I don't understand. Like,
he had you going,
so
man. God,
maybe
that
I have
was
a,
wild.
Maybe I have a skewed view of what horniness is. But I thought horny was like having a boner, being like, damn, I want to have sex right now. Like, I thought that's what, like, I don't think looking at a picture of an attractive woman going like, wow, that woman's attractive. Or mm-hmm. man, vice versa, or anybody. Non-binary.
Where was he?
Or a bridge.
A bridge.
Yeah, a bridge. Where
Wasn't
was
there
he?
A beautiful picture of a bridge.
He was in Vegas.
Well,
he was in Vegas.
But where in Vegas?
Let's see. There are a lot of videos.
I believe it was called the Horny Factory.
He was at the Horny Factory. Okay,
walking so here is horny.
Kind yeah. of seizing on that.
He was in a room saying with a boner, saying, "I want to have sex right now."
Wow.
But I don't understand what the big deal is.
I didn't even hear that it was a strip club. But maybe I. Oh yeah, that's definitely.
Well, that pole there is sort of a telltale sign.
Yeah.
Oh hey,
the
there
paper
you are.
Flying in there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Paper. That's paper.
Yeah, I think. Oh, Bloom.
Like,
restaurant.
Granted, he's supposed to be at work.
Andy, how were the drinks at this place?
Overpriced.
Yeah, they are, huh?
Yeah, just there to have time, just have a good time with friends, and you know, you're paying an arm and leg.
Mm-hmm. This place is freaking packed. It's popular, Vegas man. Is back, huh?
Vegas is back, baby.
Wow.
Let me book me a flight.
We did it.
The vaccine, they got the vaccine first, though.
This is Lil Baby's birthday. Oh, and didn't he get him a big present?
What did he get him?
Search James Harden Lil Baby birthday present. He got him.
Wait, Lil Baby?
Yeah.
No, Da Baby. No, it was Lil Baby. It was Lil Baby.
It was Lil Baby. Gets confusing, huh? Yeah. Especially I have a Lil Baby.
Prada bag.
And to me, he's Da Baby.
He gave him a Prada bag. With inside $100,000 in cash.
I got to start getting my friends things for their birthdays.
Mm. Feels to me, though, like kind of a last second.
Yeah,
like he didn't go shopping. He just had the bag around.
Yeah.
Like this is James Harden's version.
Look inside.
This is James Harden's version of running to CVS and grabbing a card and some Reese's peanut butter cups and putting $30 in the card.
It's hot from the ATM. It's like burning hot. And he did put some just like snacks inside. He put honey bun pastries in there.
That's tight. Now that's nice.
Oh, and also a watch. Maybe that was coming later. A watch worth $200,000. So James Harden gave Lil Baby $600,000 worth of birthday presents.
That's a, you know, that's tight. That's the honey buns is what make it to me.
Yeah, that makes it thoughtful. All the rest of this stuff is just materialistic crap. And I'll tell you what else. I'm really happy that this is becoming a trend because people got all on Clooney when he gave me $1 million in a Toomey bag. And they just like acted like it was so odd and that it was like not tasteful or something. And it's just like for James Harden to step up and say, hey, I got your back, Sean and Clooney. Like, this isn't that normal. How about a Prada bag? Not quite as much cash, but still.
It's the honey bun that make it.
Lil Baby is 26, which is older than I thought. Certainly based on his name. He's like, seems like he would be a lot younger.
Yeah, I think you're probably not a little baby anymore. You're at least a big baby, if not a little adult.
Little mid-20s.
Little toddler.
But, I mean, when did they become like this good friends?
Yeah, now that's the weirdest part to me.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't give my brother a gift like this.
Harden is 31. It's just like he has like been around the league and had time to make friends with like rappers since before Lil Baby even like showed up, which was Andy, like
Google James Harden PJ Tucker birthday gift.
Okay.
Okay.
And this is maybe the root of the issues here. If I'm basically anyone else on the team and I hear that James Harden gave Lil Baby $600,000 worth of presents,
yeah, I'd be
a little disappointed. Yeah,
and honey buns.
And that he either gave me no gift or what he gave me was, like, not a very good gift.
Yeah.
Headphones.
Okay, yeah, so he gave the whole team the whole team headphones. It wasn't even a personalized thing.
That probably custom ran him, what, headphones. Like...
Well, it is personalized. They're custom headphones.
That probably ran him, what, like, $3,000?
The headphones? No. That didn't cost him anything.
That's right. Wow, they are customized.
Beats by Dre. I'd be mad.
I would be a little disappointed, especially because I would have given him $600,000.
And his favorite snack. I heard he likes zebra cakes.
Yep, so weird. I would have broken him off some zebra cakes.
I would have got him like 5 boxes of Lil Debbie zebra cakes.
That would frustrate me, yeah.
Is it weird? I mean, like... Lil Baby's from Atlanta. Harden is not like, I just don't know.
I don't know if we're
going
to get to the bottom of this relationship. I mean, Hayes, you know, you're a few years younger than me, and
yeah,
we all know what I got you for your birthday.
You've gotten me a lot of nice presents.
Yeah, Rolls Royce Phantom.
Yeah. Custom.
Yeah, in a Gucci bag.
In the Hollywood Handbook composition notebook pattern.
Yeah, filled with egg whites.
Because you know I love just like eggs in general. But
yeah,
that's weird. Because you just got me a bag of soft peppermints.
But they were so soft. I mean, those things—they were truly. You don't need to even bite them, like. They're falling apart in your hand.
Carl, did you not look at the bottom of the bag? There was a $100 bill down there.
Oh, shit, I ate it.
Oh, no. Well, it sticks to the peppermints, and it is really hard to get them out of it. I mean, they were soaked. I put so much, like, juice in there.
Very sticky $100 bill.
Yeah. What else happened? Andy...
So new safety guidelines have come out as the league is starting up. Traveling NBA players can only have 2 guests in their hotel room at a time.
Only 2. That's going to put a cramp in my lifestyle.
Who was it? Why am I forgetting this? Who was it that had the COVID tester in his room and had to leave the bubble?
Dude from the Rockets.
Why can't I remember? Daniel House Jr., of course.
Daniel House,
of course. That's Lynn big for him. Daniel, he can have two COVID testers in his room.
That's awesome. Yeah, he can have one do each nostril and send them to separate labs, even just to be extra safe.
Okay.
At home, so that's for traveling. At home, players are not allowed to enter bars, lounges, clubs, or live entertainment or gaming venues, with limited exceptions.
Oh, sorry. I do want to, speaking of COVID testers, I do have sort of a funny story that I don't have anywhere else to put, but
yeah.
There was recently a news article, maybe I can link it for you guys, and Andy, you can probably find it. It was about a COVID tester who was hired by like Hollywood Productions. It was like,
yes,
A-listers get hired. And this guy was not a real doctor. He had gotten like an MD from like a, you know, some like Bahamian
fake
island.
Fake doctor is the search. Hollywood fake. That's the one.
This one? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So this guy got sent to my house to test me. I met this guy, and he was like the sleaziest fucking guy I've ever met. And he came in immediately. His first thing was, he went like, yeah, you know, normally I only test A-listers. And I was like, oh, okay. And we were like, oh, who have you tested? Because he obviously wanted to talk about it, and I was curious. He was like, oh, I mean, everyone from, Ryan Reynolds to Octavia Spencer. And it was like, well, in the article, it immediately says that he was working on a show with Octavia Spencer. And he says he had just tested Lourdes, Madonna's daughter. Oh, and he's just like, and then while he's doing it, he's like telling me how bad all the other testers are. Now he's the only tester who actually gets like accurate results. And then he's talking about, he's like, you know, I haven't had anyone test positive on this one set because I've been running it, but I went to another set and an actor who had tested negative the day before, I took a swab and he was so sick, I could actually see the virus in the tube. And I'm thinking like, this is such a strange thing for a doctor to say. There's no way it's true. Me with my very minimal understanding of science know that you could not see the virus in the tube. And he's like talking about it, and he's like, sure enough, came back positive. This article was so satisfying to me. I was so blown away by like how weirdly unprofessional and like schmoozy he was. And like did that thing where like he's telling you a lot and he's talking really fast and he's kind of engaging you, but also acting like you're wasting his time. Like if you ask him a question, it's kind of like, I don't have time to talk about this. Like I got to go. You know, it was, oh God, it was so funny. But anyway, he was a former sushi salesman. He had a sushi in a tube company.
Door to door.
Ugh.
And that was his previous business venture. And then he got hired.
And I just
want to
clarify,
guy.
It says former sushi salesman. That is like what he sells used to be sushi.
That's right. It's now just
it's not
fish.
Sushi anymore. Yeah.
Yeah. But he was hired by this company, and I couldn't believe it when I saw the photo that he was the guy who had come to my porch to test me before I left.
Even based on his photo, you can kind of tell like, oh, this is a fake doctor. He's standing next to what looks like an iron lung, and he's holding a hot water bottle.
Did he do the jam all the way back to your brain test?
He did not do a deep nasal. He did a nasal, but it was like mid nasal.
Oh, okay.
I've had the deep nasal Fridays on set.
Deep nasal is trash.
You know I like it now.
There's no reason to do that.
Well, that was something he explained to me, but of course he's not a real doctor. But he did say that there's no reason for them to do it.
You like it now?
I like all of it. I love.
John's addicted. He's addicted.
I love getting tested.
He's addicted to what the stick did.
Yep. And that's just a fact.
Yeah, this article rocks.
It's so funny.
I love
Dr. Lucas
first. On it.
Hired by Maddie Beckerman, his business partner at Medical Placement Association. Yeah. So
he did graduate from the Xavier University School of Medicine on the Caribbean island of Bonaire.
Hey, I got a Caribbean island right now in my pants called Bonaire. I'm trying to fuck. I'm horny.
Now that's horny. That's
no.
Horny.
It's what are you talking about?
That's horny. But just looking at that hand of that woman holding that weird toy right there, that's not horny. What is that? Is that a projector? Why would you want to hold a projector in your hand?
Oh, yeah.
Watch a whole ass movie.
Your arm gets so tired.
The Irishman.
Oh, imagine. Because that one's so long.
Right.
Tim Bonton.
Now this, Tim Bonton.
Tim Bonton.
And now here's the news about the NBA from Tim Bonton. So they're not allowed to go in any of these places. I wonder what the exceptions are to live entertainment. It's so like the Lopez twins could go see like Marvel on Ice or something. They flipped out.
Large indoor social gatherings.
Violations could result in loss of draft choices. Wow. And or game forfeiture. The NBA is also discussing whether a vaccine will be required when available. Now this, I can't wait.
That will be interesting.
Ugh. I cannot wait to read Michael Porter Jr. posting about what is in the vaccine.
Oh, man. My God.
That's going to be rough. That's going to be rough.
That is going to be some fucked up shit.
Yeah.
Talked about. Oh, God. Yeah.
Yeah, right after we stopped recording last week, Houston traded Russell Westbrook to Washington.
How do they know?
John Wall and a first round pick.
They always know. I think the flagrant ones turned their mics off.
Is Carl's file uploading in Andy's email? Let's do this real quick.
He hasn't sent it yet.
Let's
been 6 hours since the record. That trade is like kind of sad, kind of fun. God, I hope John Wall is at all good again. That would be so fucking cool.
I guess it won't matter because Harden won't play.
Yeah, I guess not. But
I was like, oh, that's interesting if he comes back and is good or as good as he had been in the past and Harden's playing well, that would actually be a pretty interesting team I'd like to watch, but I don't know what's going to happen there.
I mean, he was so fun to watch, but so is Westbrook.
He taught me how to Dougie.
Yeah, sure. Me too.
I'm excited. Yeah. I wonder what this, has Russ Westbrook talked about the significance of number four?
No. Possibly the movie I Am Number Four.
Four plus 19.
Oh, yes. Alex Pettifer.
Wait a second.
Andy, stop.
Yeah.
Four.
Uh-huh. That's what Carl's saying when he's playing. He's on the links.
Yeah.
Andy, don't roast me.
Did Andy? I didn't know that was a roast. Is that what you say when you're?
That's what you say when you hit
when you're gonna hit somebody.
Yeah. So I say sit. I say stay.
Bite.
Sit.
Bite.
Bite. Fade. That'll play. That'll
come
play.
Back, baby. Come back.
Yeah. Where is that come back been here. All come back day?
Here. That'll
Jesus.
Play.
Oh, you're gonna like that. Yeah.
Because people have said that to me. That's why that's so funny. Like, oh, shut up. I'll tell you guys a story about that off air.
Great. It was the first number he wore in basketball as a kid, apparently. And is zero retired? I guess he could have
taken it. Well, he said he could have taken it, but Gilbert Arenas famously...
Is Agent Zero.
Agent Zero.
They didn't retire his number? Come on.
Well, they had to buy him out because he brought a gun to the locker room. It's pretty complicated. I don't know.
Come on.
You would think that he's probably...
Come on.
one of the most accomplished players they've ever had.
Sure.
Yeah. They brought a guns? Does Washington, D.C. not understand that sometimes you got to keep that motherfucking thing on you?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, you know, this is where I say to them, like, I pack heat for any type of situation. The only time y'all pack heat is on vacation, and that's the blow dryer next to the PlayStation.
You know my gun. My gun is named China White. I keep that wow. China White on me at all. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Say that because it's Chinese. The
Your Chinese gun.
Gun, Chinese
yeah.
gun, yeah.
It's still in transit from China.
Still in transit.
Some pieces you know, are. A couple pieces made it, huh?
Yeah. A couple pieces made it. The finger grip. The finger grip made it.
Oh, well, that's fun because you can get used to holding it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The weight's not right, obviously.
What I do is I take a toilet paper roll and I tape the finger grip to that. And that'll give me, like, you know, so I can swing it around a little bit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But when you yeah. order from AliExpress, you know, it takes a while.
A laser pointer taped to the top of a toilet paper roll.
Mm-hmm.
I got that, and I got a Jack Sigma Sonics jersey.
Scroll up a little bit. There's a headline on Clutch Sports that I was looking at that said...
Was it how Steve Ballmer... Oh, yeah.
It was...
Steve Ballmer got ass.
Yeah, Jason Tatum. Celtics, Jason Tatum. Patriots, Stephon Gilmore show respect for each other with jersey swap. This is huge. To... This is like the first step, I think, to because like
it's the ultimate sign of respect. I can't yes. believe like the for these two athletes, different sports, same city, to yes. be literally swapping jerseys via mail. They were obviously weren't together when they did it.
Sure,
just because it wouldn't be safe. But come on, to put your jersey in the mail and then to get a jersey in the mail. I go, wow, something special's happening in Boston.
Yeah, and if this is the beginning of the end of the war between the sports, of all the sports hating each other and fighting.
Mm.
God.
At long last, so imagine. Sick. Can we look at LaMelo Ball's new grills?
I think I saw this.
I see.
Anybody see this? Have you seen this? Have you seen these grills? So let's take a look at these grills.
The Bro Bible.
Bro Bible's got you covered.
On the case.
Maybe not something that constitutes an article. Maybe it's just a GIF. These, you know, this one particular thing. I wonder if you want to scroll down and see. Yeah, okay.
Wow.
Like that. Dig that. Dig it.
And God, the effect.
Please.
Under that wispy.
I was just about to say how wispy his mustache is.
That takes work. It's made of like 30 very long hairs.
Just log into Instagram.
Andy. Somebody.
Okay, wow. Interesting selection of follows. Your timeline is.
Is that the robust. Algorithm? Is it yeah. the algorithm or something?
Is it recommended to you? You're not in the search. This is like you've curated this. I haven't seen. Do you know these women? Just from here, from high school or something? I mean, no, they were too. No, they wouldn't. You'd be older. And so, well, it doesn't matter.
Here you go.
Oh yeah.
Oh, there it is. Oh, worth
cold.
The wait.
That's cool.
Look at them sparkle.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Dig that. Dig this, cat.
VVS Diamond Grills made for Mello.
Wow.
VVS.
Oh, wow. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, that's
cold.
Nice.
Cold.
Vivacious V. Stigliano.
Ice.
Hey, DM AP Jeweler and see if each of us can get three.
Okay.
Wow. Imagine. The flagrant ones are broadcasting with the ice in our grills. That is so cool. And then, you know, once the video aspect of our Patreon opens up, the fact yes. that people could see us chomping away. I'm eating corn on the cob with those.
Yes.
Imagine me, Carlos the candlestick maker, with that grill in my mouth, just chomping on candles.
Oh, wow.
Chewing you up the honeycomb, the
big old weed leaf candle. Oh, beautiful stuff.
Here's a question. Like, when you have those in, do you think you can just, like, crunch anything?
No, you should be very careful. You should probably only be eating, like, porridge.
I think you take them out to eat.
You take them out to eat.
Because I had to take out, like, my Invisalign to eat, and I feel like these are probably more precious than the Invisalign tray.
That's how you know that they're real. Like, when you see someone going out with, like, that grill in, the way you know that's, like, really expensive is when they're like, just porridge, please.
Well, if you see them eating with them, you know they've really got money.
Yeah.
They just throw it away.
Please.
Mm-hmm. Just a boba tea for me. Hold the tapioca. Sir, that's tea.
Like a nice restaurant. Do you have boba? Do you have boba tea? Any other news, Andy?
Anthony Davis agreed to a 5-year, $190 million deal to stay with the Lakers.
Didn't he say something like when he did, people were like, why'd you sign that big deal? And he's like, well, I have an injury history. Or something like that. It's like, oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, that's right.
That is Anthony Davis is a must cop for the Laker organization.
For Laker fans and the Laker organization.
Yeah.
That's right.
So I get it. Did we want to talk about the list?
We do want to talk about the list, but I want to talk about the other big news. Which is that I'm surprised Andy didn't announce, which is LeBron turns out to be like basically the world's number one biggest podcast fan.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
He, quote, his friend Romeo Travis, one of the St. Vincent St. Mary Fab Five, posted, I think I want to start a podcast. Thinking face. And LeBron quote tweets, you should, would be dope.
Huge.
And then JC_Esquire responded, please go on the podcast, The Flagrant Ones, King.
No, and so then LeBron saw that.
And so then LeBron saw it.
Like,
but
5 likes, that's impossible to ignore.
I do think there was one mistake in this because I think, based on the replies from other people I've seen, if you want to get LeBron's attention, you need to call him LeFraud or LeChoke.
Yeah. LeBitch, LeBum.
Or possibly LeBum, yeah.
LeBust, yeah.
LeBust.
Okay, did a painting.
Yeah, a bunch of people. So, like, either submit a painting and ask him where you can send it.
I've seen a couple of F words because people are disgusting pieces of shit.
Yes, yes. Or maybe that's they're being horny.
Yeah.
Oh, so this guy.
Okay, so this is why you got to get in early. We should have responded and said this. Smarty responds to LeBron saying you should start a podcast. Smarty says, I had that same idea, and I'm already editing my first one.
And now Romeo is like, well, too late, I guess.
Yeah.
I wonder how long is this editing process taking? Because I've been trying to listen to the Smarty Pod, and it's not it's not popping up in my... Click on his page, Andy.
Okay, and yes, this is Smarty 8111.
Yes, following
3621.
Yeah.
Following 10 and got one follower. That's probably Carl.
Yeah, that's me on my burner.
And that's the only time he's ever posted.
What's that? Let me see what my burner is, Andy.
Yeah.
For the fans. So I'm back on Twitter, and it's oh. I am under Al Bawaba News. It's at Al Bawaba English. It's the largest independent news network in the Middle East, post-ideological fresh reporting. If you want to learn more about me, click the link.
Andy,
I'm curious to learn more.
Can you pull up?
ESPN. Wow! Now we're on a YouTube video about Carl.
Too much.
ESPN NBA top 100. Now they haven't released the whole list yet. I think the rest of it might come out tomorrow. But right now we just have 100 to 51. Number 100 to 51. Hashtag NBA rank. The best players in the NBA ranked by Andy. Are you subscribed to?
No.
Jesus.
It's behind a paywall.
How much do we need? Just name your price, Andy.
Should we do that?
What?
Should we use one
do a list of the top 100 players?
Yeah. I subscribe to this show, so we can use my $5 to subscribe to ESPN.
Andy, how'd you get
it? I just hacked it. TV5.ESPN.com gets you right in there.
So Joe Harris,
you just put TV5 in front of any web, and it lets you see it.
Yeah. Other than
it
won't work for TV5.patreon.com/flagrantones.
Oh no! It will.
It better not.
Will. Okay, let's go from 100 to 51, and you can just say stop when you get to one that you think is like bad or worth commenting on. Okay.
Or properly rated.
Okay.
So in one of those situations, you say stop. Number 100 best player in the league, Joe Harris. Number 99, Mook, Marcus Morris Sr. Number 98, Otto Porter Jr.
Stop. I think he should be 97.
Okay. It's like somebody, when's somebody going to say something? Okay, number 97, Derek White.
Goes without saying, but I think he should be 98.
Okay, so just those two switch.
Just to switch them by one, yeah.
Number 96, Mark Gasol.
Stop, I think he should be 95.
Okay. Number 95, LaMarcus Aldridge.
That's fine.
Okay.
So two but tie for 95.
Yo, share that. Tie for 95, yeah.
That sounds right.
Oh, a tie, yeah, all right. Number 94, Jarrett Allen.
Should be 96.
Number 93, Ricky Rubio.
Should be 94.
Number 92, Mitchell Robinson, the Knicks center. All these centers are in this like little cluster.
Well, they're not as valuable as they used to be.
That's true. Number 91, Seth Curry. Good for him. I'm happy for him. Number 90, Patrick Beverley.
Interesting.
I love that people think that we're just like, the show is just us listing players, people used to say all the time. And it's like, no, actually, ESPN is listing players. We're reading to you.
There were a couple in here. 89, Joe Ingles. 88, Jeremy Grant.
He's a little low, in my opinion.
87, Buddy Hield. Remember, a little, we used to talk about him every episode.
Oh, like, yeah.
Buddy's a little low, in my opinion.
Buddy's a little low to me. I think it's the Kings effect on him.
Yeah.
The Bonaire, Debonair.
Yes.
Brooke Lopez, 86. 85, Danilo. 84, John Collins.
Hang on, I have a, like, 80s stand-up premise for you. What if Bon Iver was from the Caribbean island of Bonaire?
It
might sound something like this. I just play a Bon Iver song with like a steel drum behind it. Mm-hmm.
John Collins, he fell off. Someone told him he fell off. He was 47 last year. I remember all the John Collins hype. I don't know what kind of year he had because I didn't watch the Hawks one time.
Everybody be watching the Hawks this year.
Yeah, they are a lot more fun this year. And Danilo's there.
Yeah.
82, DeMar DeRozan. Everyone was saying like disrespect.
That's huge disrespect.
That's disrespect. Let's look at some people above DeMar DeRozan and just really get upset on his behalf.
John Wall. When is the last time John Wall has played a basketball game?
So that is an issue. But the last time he was ranked, he was 32. Everyone knew he was going to miss last season. He went.
Yeah.
He was unranked. But yeah, as they point out, it like he got injured a lot, and speed was a really big part of his game. But it would be cool if he were still good. Josh Richardson, number 80. 79, Dennis Schroeder. So many of these guys moved.
So it's like Schroeder, like, so we're saying Schroeder's better than DeMar DeRozan.
DeRozan? That is tough.
Interesting.
I don't know about
what
that.
Team, and what team does Dennis Schroeder play for now?
He plays for the Lakers.
Interesting. Interesting.
Lake Show, baby. 78, Aaron Gordon. 77, KCP.
KCP.
Now, I don't hate this because I was always a KCP fan.
He hit his threes, I guess, last year. It's high. He's good on defense.
When you think about DeMar DeRozan, it's very high.
Sure.
Yeah.
76, Montrezl Harrell. Now, that he would probably consider to be very disrespectful.
He would consider it, but I think it's still too high compared to DeMar DeRozan.
Sure.
But should be. I agree with that.
Well, I don't know. I mean, yeah. Like, would you rather have, I guess, like those centers that were ranked down the bottom, like Mitchell Robinson or something, would you rather have him or Montrezl Harrell?
Interesting. I don't know.
Because Montrezl Harrell is, like, undersized. Like, he's like, an energy player, and he does, yeah. like, get rebounds, but it's like Robinson, when he's played, has looked pretty dominant. He's obviously super right. raw and gets in foul trouble.
He's 22.
He's really impactful.
I'd rather have LaMarcus Aldridge than him.
Right.
Jared Allen was on here already too, right?
Jared Allen is polished. I do think I would rather have Jared Allen than Montrezl Harrell.
Number 75, Duncan Robinson. This was pretty wild to me.
You think so?
I mean, like, he's good. I just feel like they're going to figure out how to play him potentially eventually. I don't know. Like, he only shoots threes, and he hits them at an extremely high rate.
Yeah.
But that's his only skill.
Probably get picked on defensively and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is where the league is, huh?
74, Miles Turner. He also fell off.
Yeah. He fell. I didn't hear anything about him this year.
He didn't have a great year.
No.
Bojan Bogdanovic.
Interesting.
He's still with the Jazz. I get confused with Bogdanovic who ended up in Atlanta. Yeah. 72, PJ Tucker.
Now. This is interesting. And that's all I'm going to say, as I've been saying about every player. Interesting. I love PJ Tucker. He's one of my favorite guys in the league, not basketball-wise, just guy-wise. But this feels high for him.
I guess
35.
So when I brought up Mitchell Robinson, I guess I'm wrong because I'm like, can't stop taking upside into account. Because it's like, but he's 22, but that doesn't matter. This is just like, who do you want on the court right now?
Yeah.
So Tucker, I guess, is a really good contributor. He plays really tough defense. He's, you know, can hit threes. He wasn't that impactful in the playoffs this year. I don't know. It does feel like he's a little bit high, but I guess you're just not worrying about, like, next year he's going to be, you know, he's deteriorating at this rapid rate because that's what players do in their mid-30s.
Right.
You're just saying right now, how are they?
Now, let's scroll up to his picture. Do y'all think that that's his hairline, or do y'all think that that is micropigmentation?
Let's get into this. Micropigmentation is they take a little, not the Sharpie with, like, the big felt tip, but like the one with just the tiny little one, and they
the
just
tiny
do like
little tip, and they do
little
that.
Dots.
Yeah, for like 3 hours.
That's what that looks like to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
It looks possibly tattooed on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's tattooed.
Yeah, a little too perfect.
And you see, right. You can see in the picture he has other tattoos. So when he says like he's never heard of tattoos, when you say that your hair is tattooed on, it's like, well, you have the tattoos like right there.
Yeah. Keep zooming, Andy.
That's the part. Well, I guess I can really.
As far as you can go?
Hold on. Let's get in there.
Damn, Andy.
Yeah, that's micropigmentation. Because you see the pattern of his hair that's actually growing, and then you see how it just gets like watching a channel that you don't have right around the.
I do see that.
He got the surgery. Kudos to you, King. I'm not mad.
Okay, next, Mike Conley, 71. I remember when everyone was saying like Mike Conley to the Jazz. This is it. The Jazz. This puts the Jazz over the top. He did.
That's a big drop, though. He actually did. Yeah,
huge drop.
He's good for them. Mm-hmm. That's a big drop. I don't think he deserves that drop.
He was good in the playoffs.
Yeah, he sat for a long
time. I think he's still top 40, 50 player.
Number 70, Steven Adams. D'Angelo Russell, number 69. Keep going.
That's a normal number to
me. He really dropped a lot, too. Mm-hmm. 68, OG Anunoby.
OG.
Eric Bledsoe, number 67.
This is a little
high.
I'd rather have Eric Bledsoe.
So strange to me. Than DeMar DeRozan?
I don't know, man. This doesn't seem right.
Than any of those, like, young bigs?
Right?
I guess it's his defense, which we don't notice enough in society.
That's true, but that's part of why I think like Jarrett Allen is too low. Like, why was he down below some of these other? You know, I do think like he's good defensively. He protects the rim. But why is he below Montrezl Harrell then?
Sure, Serge Ibaka, 66. So now there are three Clippers on the list. Blake, number 65. That is a huge drop. Mm-hmm. From last year. He was also injured a lot of last season, but he'll use this for his comedy.
This is bulletin board material for his writer's room for his comedy special.
This is whiteboard material.
My fault. Yeah, not bulletin board, whiteboard.
Yeah. Kevin Love, 64.
That's cold-blooded. I also love those jerseys.
It is. The Klee ones, yeah, CLE.
Those are the sick. Those are
the winged C. Yeah,
yeah, those are a must-cop for Laker fans. Those are really dope.
The winged C.
TJ Warren, 63. I feel like this was, I mean, like, look, he had that insane run in the bubble.
He was like trouble in the bubble.
Maybe an overcorrection. Bogdan Bogdanovic. He is pretty good. I'm curious to see what he does on this fun Hawks team. Davis Bertans. Davis Bertans.
Or as Avery Johnson called him, Davis Bertans.
I love seeing him get attention for being a big freak who can shoot. I love him.
And here's Rocco.
And he got paid.
Rocco
Robert
at number
Covington, 60.
Not to be confused with the UCB Herald team, Rococo.
Not to be confused with the Arcade Fire song.
Tyler Hero, 59. So high.
That's pretty
high. This is high. To me, this is very high.
It's pretty high.
We might be jumping the gun.
Dragic, 58.
Or we might be underestimating him.
Extremely high to me. These Heat guard. I mean, like,
I don't know. I think I give Goran that.
58.
I don't know if I give it to him above. I think what's his name? I think Mike Conley's better than Goran Dragic. But
I do too.
Yeah.
I think I give Goran Dragic top 60. Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Well, that's barely. Yeah. All right.
All right,
57. 57. Tobias Harris.
Kunta Kinte. Yeah.
56. Zach LaVine.
He stayed right where he is.
55. Mm-hmm. Christian Wood.
Now this is interesting because I think that guy is really good, and I actually wanted to see if we could make an offer for him before we landed Serge.
Yeah.
but
this is much like this is higher than I would have.
I'm surprised that he's ranked, this but he high.
He had a great year last year.
He is good, but man, mm-hmm. that's a huge leap. Yeah. Levine's got to be pissed, huh? He was 55 last year, and now he's 56. That stings. He's got to be looking at these rankings like, what did I do?
Lonzo Ball, 54. Jusuf Nurkić, 53.
You know, I think I want to put a little bit more respect on Lonzo's name.
Yeah.
You know, no, never mind, never mind. I'll give him that. I'll give him 54. No. I think that's
okay. Okay.
I think that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
The correct amount of respect.
DeAndre.
Let's leave the respect that's on his name currently. We're going to hold back. We obviously have a reserve, an emergency, like a prudent reserve of respect that we...
Strategic reserve.
Mm-hmm.
DeAndre Ayton, 52. And finally, Michael Porter Jr., 51.
Oh, it's too high.
It's so high.
Too high, baby. Gotta
and this is
down.
Carl saying that. Carl, who drafted Michael Porter Jr., first overall in the secret NBA fantasy
in this
draft.
Secret fake bullshit.
and we were like, okay, Carl drafting Michael Porter Jr. first overall. And then he did end up being so much better than
very impactful
any of us expected. 51st overall in the league.
We should check what our teams would have done this past season.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm always curious about my fake team. And the fans love it.
I have Mitchell Robinson, I remember.
Andy, can
I
we
I think
link
I've got
this?
Zion, but I,
we can't link
I
that to
really
jasoncapono.com.
Jasoncapono.com will take you to our merch at the moment. Oh. I think I have
that is a good bit.
He finds out he's just fucking pissed. He just absolutely wails on us.
Oh yeah, he just shows up and just hauls off. And hits me with a big ass haymaker, and nothing I can say.
The league that
our league is defunct.
I think it got.
They removed the funk.
Jason Capono sued us and made it ESPN.com
made the league disappear.
Down.
Okay,
That sucks. Oh yeah, there we go. Lincoln Lawyers, all these guys.
Oh yeah, the My House Tables.
Yeah, that shirt has got to be made still.
The Quahog Stewies, the Mississippi Burning.
The My House Tables. Yeah. I mean, that's really...
The Lincoln Lawyers.
The Lincoln Lawyers is nice. The Buffalo Buffaloes.
This a Lincoln is good. Lawyers t-shirt that's like clearly very basketball themed, but the name of the team is the Lincoln Lawyers. That's good.
Well, we can't see what we...
I'll see if I can, because it says I have the manager has to reactivate it, and that's me.
Okay.
Okay. Well, let's see. The South Dakota Fannings. This is all very funny. so, I know on this show that we stand a piss king.
Mm-hmm.
I have to pee.
Okay, and like we love that. We have rules in place for exactly this scenario, and I'm so glad that we spent the time figuring this out.
Now, I will say this with this list. If Alex Caruso is on this list at all, I'm going to jump off the Oakland to San Francisco bridge.
I almost guarantee you.
Onto a trampoline.
Onto a trampoline and bounce right back up and go, what the fuck?
I can almost guarantee you he's in the top 50 at this point. He, maybe not. Would they put him higher than KCP on the Lakers? A higher value than Schroeder? Probably not. So he probably just missed out, Carl.
I will flip a lid. Open, take a sip from said cup, close the lid, and go, what the fuck?
And you're going to pee?
Sean's running to, yeah, and that's what we talked about. That's
yeah, we talked it. Okay,
exactly according
and
to plan.
And we say we listen to Sean P, and then we say,
should we mention at all the fact that the pro version is coming to
pro Patreon. Version is coming to the Patreon, and we will see if the pro version and flagrant ones can be friends on here.
Sometime. And everybody hold tight, because a lot of people are like messing around with their tiers and stuff. There will be new tiers.
Yes, just
Kevin will tell you exactly what to do, which mouse buttons to click, what to type.
And there will be a window, a set time window during which you can change your tier, after which it is irreversible. Once it's set, it is permanent. Oh, this is cool. Sean's cat is just sitting and wants to do a podcast.
Also, we can announce that you will, if you choose to do so, you will be allowed to listen to very private conversations between me and my cousin on the new Patreon page.
Previously unreleased. Yeah.
Previously unreleased. Previously not even had.
Well, I mean, that's as unreleased as you can get right there. Yeah. Previously unreleased from Carl's mouth.
Talking to my cousin, asking him what he's doing.
Are you going to have guests on there?
Oh, we might call somebody on three-way.
Okay. And we'll just see if all these shows can... We'll do the thing where, like, we'll put one show in one room and one show in the other room and then switch them so they can smell each other. And get used to each other's smells. We can... rub clothes on one of them and then give them that clothes and things like that, and just make sure they don't, once you put them in the same place, they don't freak out. Who was that next to the computer, Sean? Was that Rex?
This is Quincy, I think.
It was Quincy. Quincy did a whole ass podcast.
To plug another podcast, the Darren Williams episode of Knuckleheads is pretty cool.
What'd he say?
He's just talking about how, you know, he's one of those stories that you hate, because he was one of those guys who's like, yeah, man, I never was sought after. And then my 12th grade season, I got 10 offers, kind of.
Uh-huh.
But mid-major schools, and talking about playing at Illinois, talking about going to the draft and everything. I'm only halfway through it. It's good, though. Talking about how his uncle was racist, because, you know, he's mixed. He's biracial.
Oh, that's interesting.
And so it's interesting. He grew up in like a real small town, Pennsylvania, but then had to move to Dallas. But he said his grandpa was racist until he was born, and then that shifted him. But his uncle was like, nah, I'm going to keep going.
Oh. I would love to hear him talk about the Nets, like what happened at the end of that like Nets run.
I haven't gotten there yet. I'm anxious for that.
Yeah. Okay. I guess let's all go listen to it right now.
Okay, right. Gonna listen. Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Bye.